of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
The sun was warm in the back of my neck as I stood there facing life, holding that piece of lavender paper in my hand. I looked down at the letter and then up at Rife again. He was just standing there, waiting, not moving. Not any part of him moving except the vein in his throat that jumped out in little throbs.
I'm waiting, Britt.
Now, it's not my letter, Rife, and I guess it isn't yours.
It concerns me, don't it? It's from Carrie. It's from my wife.
Well, that's between you and her.
I want to know what it says, what she's been writing to Norm about.
Go ahead, Britt. Read it to him. Or maybe you'd rather I told you what it says, Rife. It says Carrie loves me. That she'll always love me, and it goes into detail.
You rotten little whelp!
Here we are, Raph.
You think that gun will stop me? I'll break your neck.
You're walking right into it, Raph.
Now, put it away, Norm.
You wanted a sample of my shooting last night. You put that gun away, and you'll get it.
What am I supposed to take you both on?
This isn't my argument. It'll take three of us to get that herd to Abilene. I just want to be sure there'll be three of us to do it.
There ain't going to be three, Britt. You thinking everything for me? All your life you've taken everything, but you're not thinking Carrie.
Now, I meant what I said about finishing that drive. Two men may not make it, and I'm going to be sure I'm not going to lose that money you promised me. Now, come on. Now, straighten up here. What's the matter with you? Are you both able to ride now?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm able.
Norm, what about you?
Sure.
All right, now, come on. Let's get started.
I dumped out the coffee and covered up the fire while Norm got the horses. We saddled up and got the herd underway. Norm moved out to the front, and I stayed in the middle. Rife brought up the rear. I figured it'd be just as well if I stayed between them. I looked back a couple of times, and whatever it did, I saw Rife staring at Norm, watching him, watching every move he made. But he didn't say a word. All day long, he didn't say a word. And then at supper time, Rife, he sat off one side, just pecking at his food. I noticed there's nothing wrong with Norm's appetite, though.
Any more beans?
Yeah, it looks like you finished them up, Norm.
Oh?
You're kind of hungry tonight, huh?
Why not? Just a kid still doing my growing. At least that's what some people think.
Uh-huh. Well, as long as you're so full of energy, maybe you wouldn't mind looking after the cattle, huh?
Huh?
Well, you missed your turn last night, didn't you?
Say, you taking over this outfit, Ponsett?
No. Just a suggestion.
I guess somebody's got to run things. Don't look like my brother's holding a very tight rein. See you in the morning.
Yeah. Come on, Rife. How about some shut-eye?
Okay.
Good night.
Night.
I waited till Rife dropped off, and I closed my eyes. I didn't sleep very long, though. About an hour later, something woke me up. At first, I thought it was a coyote. And then I saw Rife edging off through the brush. You going somewhere, Rife?
Huh?
Coyote woke you up, too, huh?
Yeah.
That gun ain't gonna do much good if you're thinking on killing it, Rife.
What do you mean?
It's empty, Rife.
You ain't got no right to interfere.
No. I'm just thinking about that 10% of the herd.
I'm gonna kill him, Britt. You can't stop me. Nobody can.
He's your brother.
No, he ain't. Not anymore. Would a brother do what he did to me? I ain't never had anything I could really call my own. If he wanted something, he took it. I never stopped him. But Carrie is my wife. She belongs to me, and this time I'm going to stop him.
Perhaps you'd better wait and talk it over with her.
I waited too long already. Why do you think she didn't want Norm to go with us on this drive? It wasn't because she was afraid he'd never make it. She wanted him there, with her. And at a time like this, she's... Oh,
easy now, Ryan.
Probably want to take over the baby, too, when it comes along.
No, now, come on now. You've got to get some sleep now. You'll feel better in the morning.
No.
Come on now.
I won't feel better in the morning, Britt. I won't feel no better until I'm even with him.
guess none of the three of us got much sleep that night. And by noontime the next day, that saddle of mine was a little harder than usual. I'd been sort of keeping my eye on Rife. He was still riding behind me. But the sun was getting hot, and I was kind of drowsy, so I just sort of jogged along for the next few miles, not paying much attention to anything or anybody. If Scar hadn't given me a jolt, easy, boy, easy, easy now. I wouldn't have looked around, and I wouldn't have seen that we were coming into a gorge. It was very narrow, barely wide enough for the herd, and the rock walls jutted up at a sharp angle, too steep for a horse to climb. By the time I got my bearings, it was too late. This was just the kind of a place Wife was looking for. I couldn't see him now, but I knew he was doing the firing, and I knew why. He was trying to stampede the cattle. And there in the gorge, Norm wouldn't be able to get out of the way. There was no chance of getting back to stop Wife. All I could do was just jam right into the middle of the herd. Come on, boy. Now, come on. Come on. His way past a couple of steers. I tried to keep them under control, but the ones from the rear started pressing forward in earnest, and there just wasn't no holding the rest of them. And we was right in it now, a real stampede. This was Wright's way of killing his brother, and I wasn't so sure I was going to fare any better than Norm. A couple of the cows shoved against us, almost toppled us over. Scar was pretty certain to lose his footing before we could get much further, and I jerked out my gun. I cleared us a little path, but the cattle plugged up before we get through. All of my shooting was just making things worse. There was nothing to do now but just give Scar's head, let him run with it. I hadn't had time to worry about Norm. I didn't know what had happened to him. I didn't even think about him until it... Hey, that wasn't Rife firing. That wasn't Rife firing. That was from up ahead. Well, the herd was half crazy now. They'd been shot at from all directions. They didn't know where to turn now. I rose up in my stirrups and looked forward. Norm was holding his ground at the mouth of the gorge. He could have gotten away, all right, but he was holding his ground. I hadn't lifted myself up. Maybe I would have been able to hang on when the cattle twisted around and started changing direction. As it was, Scar held his ground, flattened out behind a rock. I was the only thing that saved my neck. I rolled under him. The cattle just swung around and started heading back to the water. In a couple of minutes, I was in the clear. The cattle passed me by. I pulled myself up to my feet, and I looked around. The herd was still out of control. Charging out the other end of the gorge, but and then I got a flash of Rife. Norm Munchett must have heard it too.
Rife!
Norm came pounding past me, firing at all the way, like a crazy man trying to get through to his brother. Moved on almost out of sight now before I saw Rife again. He was lying on the ground in a smear of sticky red dust, and Norm was there bending over him when I got up to him.
You all right, Rife?
I started him, Norm. I figured you'd try to get out of the way, but you didn't run. You stopped him. He stopped him, didn't he, Britt?
Yeah.
I didn't mean for him to turn on you, Rife. I swear I didn't.
I know that. I know I... I saw you trying to get through to me. Why did you want to help me, Norm? I started them so they'd kill you. Why did you want to help me?
You're my brother. You're all I've got, all I've ever had.
You hear that, Britt? You don't hate me?
Rife, listen. About Carrie... About that letter.
It's all right, Norm. I don't blame you. I don't blame Carrie.
But she loves you, Rife. That letter was written a long time ago, before you and her were married, before she even knew you.
A long time ago?
Yeah, I've carried it with me ever since. I was in love with her, but she wasn't in love with me, not ever. And when you come along, she realized that she's never had anything to do with me since. I only kept the letter so that I could show it to you when you got to riding me the way you did yesterday.
You're telling the truth.
You know I am, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I do.
Sure.
I guess I've known it all along. When Terry told me about us having a baby, I was so happy and proud it almost spilled over. I guess a man couldn't feel that way if he wasn't sure of his wife.
Take it easy, Rife. Now, don't try talking too much.
What's the matter with you, Britt? You think them cattle finished me?
No, of course not.
You said it would take all three of us to get to Abilene. That's the way it's going to be. All three of us.
Sure.
You and Norm and me. It'd be a while before I can get on my legs, but you just give me a couple of hours rest while you're rounding up the herd. A couple of hours and I'll be around to...
Life.
He's dead, Norm.
But it can't be. He was feeling better. You heard him.
Well, a man don't always know when he's dying, Norm. Sometimes a man's lucky.
Britt, I...
Yeah.
It's only kids that cry, ain't it? I guess this makes me a kid.
No, I wouldn't say that, Norm. I'd say you've done a lot of growing up today. We buried Rife there at the mouth of the gorge and went off to round up the cattle again. We managed to find most of them, and about a week later we hit Abilene. All during that week, I kept wanting to ask Norm about that letter from Carrie, if it was true what he told Rife, if it really had been written a couple of years ago. But somehow, I don't know, the subject never came up. Leastwise, I never found a good time for bringing it up. Besides, it really wasn't any of my business.
Beginning tomorrow night, Fibber McGee and Molly return to the air in a new series of programs. Yes, beginning tomorrow night, you'll hear those wonderful folks from 79 Wistful Vista, Fibber McGee and Molly, every night, Monday through Friday on NBC. As a matter of fact, this is the week that we'll see 28 new programs beginning on the NBC Radio Network. And you'll find that an evening with NBC Radio is an evening sure to entertain. So make a date to keep your dial set where you hear the familiar NBC chimes. Your invitation to the best in radio programming. Coleman, America's leader in modern automatic home heating equipment, and the National Broadcasting Company have presented James Stewart as the Six Shooter. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture Thunder Bay. Others in the cast were Lou Merrill and James McCallion. The Six Shooter is an NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions and is based on a character created by Frank Burt, and today's transcribed story was written by him. Special music was by Basil Adlam, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. This is Hal Gibney speaking. Listen to Last Man Out, one of the Magic 28, next on the NBC Radio Network.